Councils can fight the care cuts. You have broken me. The words were being spoken by a man of nearly 70, the father of a young man with learning difficulties, to Liverpool City Council's Director of Adult Services on the announcement of the privatisation of the city's daycare centres. The official, in an honest bleak interview with Community Care magazine about the effect of the austerity measures taken by the council, adds, "I stood there wishing I could do something different, but I couldn't. As an appointed employee of the local authority, his own alternatives may have, indeed, been limited. But for the elected Labour councillors who, in Liverpool and local authorities throughout the country, have pushed through cuts that threaten the very existence of many essential services, there has always been the option of doing something different. They could have voted against the cuts, and launched campaigns to secure the return of funding from central government. The Socialist Party, and its members who stood as trade unionist and socialist coalition candidates in the local elections, call for legal no-cuts budgets to be set. This means temporarily using council reserves, which totaled £22 billion in 2015, to fund the services, while building united campaigns of councillors, trade unions and community groups. It is a strategy that has received increasing support among council trade unionists. But, sadly, the Labour right has consistently dismissed it, and the left leadership has not fought this. This meant some Labour lefts calling for the re-election of right-wing, pro-cuts anti-Corbyn councillors, as a better alternative to Tories winning seats, and making worse cuts. In the 1980s, Liverpool's Labour Council, led by supporters of Militant, the Socialist Party's predecessor, fought Margaret Thatcher's hated Tory government, twice winning extra funds for the city. Interestingly, in the thread that follows the Community Care article online, one commenter has written, "Perhaps, Militant, comrades Derek Hatton, Tony Mulhern and Terry Fields had it right back in the 1980s. Maybe it is again time for civil disobedience. I'm tired of hearing we have no choice, we are just following orders. Better to stand and fight than live on your knees. One of the most difficult times in your life to accept change is when you become old and frail. And moving into 24-hour care is a colossal life-changing moment. Imagine what it must be like, once you've accepted this change, to be told where you live is closing down. This is what happened to a private nursing home in my village. Because of a string of failures, and a loss of interest from owners, when it was not making money, the home was unceremoniously shut, and its residents moved. The bus service to our village is almost non-existent, so to live in the village, where your family can visit, is vital for quality of life. The workers who were laid off had to try and find other work outside the village. The low pay they received at the nursing home was marginally compensated by at least not having to travel far to work, plus childcare was easier to manage for the staff, who were majority women. We need fully funded, publicly owned health and social care, not a system where greedy fat cats can make money off the most vulnerable members of our society." Tom Hunt, Mansfield Socialist Party,